Joining me on the phone today is Bob Anastas, and Bob is the founder of SAD, Students Against Drunk Driving, and has had a long-time affiliation with the group. First off, Bob, it's great to have you on the radio with us. Thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you've been around already to a couple of area schools, and you've got plans today to visit a couple of more. What we're talking about is the Contract for Life with SAD. But first, why don't you tell us a little bit about the genesis of SAD? It's been around for quite a long time now, but back in the days before it existed, what was your motivation to help start a group like Students Against Drunk Driving?
Well, the motivation was that I was a hockey coach and a football coach, and I had a group of kids in a small town right outside of Boston, Mass. And I tried to motivate my students to get into college and become Division I caliber students, Division I caliber athletes, and get their full scholarships, because a lot of my athletes didn't have the funding, and they had to go with what got them, their mind and their body, and capitalize on that. And I had set up a program where you motivate these kids to follow a road that will bring them to success. And I had a lot of good, successful students going through. And then I lost two of my boys, athletes, 4 days apart in separate drunk driving accidents. And I had to take a step back and say, what's going on? How do we lose them? And what I found out was we had a great deal of lack of communication between parents and the students. And then, of course, a great deal of peer pressure that was on them every day to do the things they do, even if they don't want to do it. So I started a SAD program, and I felt that if I can get students to work and handle the problem, it's their problem, so it's their solution. And I motivated them across the country to form SAD chapters, simply saying that we're not going to drink, we're not going to drink and drive, and we're going to, if we do go to a party and we find ourselves in a DUI situation, because we're there, like a death box, I used to call it, where we've told our parents we don't drink, we don't hang around with kids who do, and inevitably you find yourself in a situation where maybe a friend is driving you home who's had a couple of beers, or maybe, God forbid, you've had a couple, but you haven't told your parents, similar to what happened to my boys. And I developed a thing called a Contract for Life. Followed that, really, the concept was when kids played football or hockey for me, they signed a contract saying that they would abide by the rules and regulations of whatever I establish as the coach, and I don't throw you off the team. You violate this contract, and you throw yourself off. But I extended it to mean that the contract simply stated that if you're ever in a DUI situation, you pick up the phone, call your parents for safe, sober transportation home, and the parents will agree. They'll put you to bed. They won't ask any questions that night. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. That way, it prevents me from having to kneel down at the coffin, as I did with a father who said to me, why didn't the boy call me? I would have understood. So I promoted that in a nutshell across the country. I tell the story about the two boys. I tell the story about how they were on the right road to success. And they did the four things I asked them to do to prevent them from getting into a DUI situation. And I spread that to every school. The four things are very simple. They have to run when the other guy walks, which simply means keep your body in tip-top shape, look good, present yourself well, yes sir, no sir, keep saying it. Second thing, sleep when the other guy parties, let them go. You go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, you're a high school student. You know exactly what you need to do with your mind and your body. Third thing is, and this is the one I lose them on, take your weakness, make it your strength. Compete against no one, compete against yourself. And the last thing is stay alcohol and drug-free. There's no reason to do this. You can enjoy life. And if you do those four things that I'm asking you to do, then you will be in that top 25% of the population across the country where the colleges will break the doors on to get you because 75% of the population isn't doing it. So how simple can that be? It's yes sir, no sir, look good, present yourself well, sleep, go to bed at night, don't go out and corral yourself, don't go out with parties, let the other guys do it, and take your weakness, make it your strength, and that's the key. And look at what you're doing wrong and improve on that. And then keep your mind and your body drug-free. And you know what? There's very few of you doing that in the country, and you'll be a star. And I had my boys on that road. And they were poor kids. They weren't rich. And they had their scholarships lined up. But then I lost them. So I had to do something to combat that idiotic thing that was out there taking kids left and right. The year my guys died, 6,000 teenagers died, 16 to 19. and it's down to less than 1,000 now nationwide. These are all drunk driving accidents. But, you know, two of my guys were in that number of 6,000. So I'm the kind of a guy that said, hey, if I can do anything to prevent it, I'm going to do it. And that's what I've done for the last 25 years.
Now, initially, Bob Anastas, my guest, founder of Students Against Drunk Driving, and we're talking a little bit about the Contract for Life. Initially, Bob, how well was it accepted amongst your guys in that initial group?
Well, you know, it was accepted really almost like overnight because they kept saying, you know, we'll get this contract to our parents, and the parents will accept. Some parents thought that was kind of condoning it. You know, if they drink at the party, you're going to pick them up. And I said, no, it's not going to condone anything. What you're doing is we first have to establish a situation where we save lives. Second, we'll go after the drinking itself. But I want to make sure they're alive to get to that next level. And what I found was that the more the Contract for Life went out during prom time and graduation time, the fewer accidents occurred, the more kids were calling their parents for safe, sober transportation home, and the less deaths we had across the country. So it began to work. Newspapers were publishing and radio stations were publishing it. You know, I looked at it as a triumphant kind of an approach. The schools have to participate with the contract, get the kids to buy into it. The community has to accept it. And then the radio stations like yourself and the TV stations have to promote it. Well, you can't do it alone, but if everyone is working in concert with everyone else, you can win that problem. And I mean, it's evident right now, fewer drunk driving accidents. Teenagers are more concerned about their safety. They have designated drivers. They do a lot of stuff out there that prevents the death. Because, you know, once you lose your son or your daughter, they're gone forever. And I don't want to have anyone. I mean, the shock of my life was kneeling down at the coffin where you have, and I knelt down at several coffins in my day where a father or mother will say, I don't know why they didn't call me. I would have understood. Well, they didn't call you because they told you they didn't drink. They don't hang around with kids that do. They found themselves in a DUI situation. They don't want to be known as liars. I'm only 17. I can't die. They take the shot, and they miss it. And that's when you lose them. And, you know, at 17, you can die. You can die at 17 in a drunk driving accident. And this is what I try to promote. You are not invincible kind of people. You know, death is real. And I left this school this morning, and I'll go to another one this afternoon, and you'll hear a pin drop in this place. And then you'll have kids come up and saying, where are the contracts? We want to get them signed.
Right, absolutely. It's something that brings it home. Bob Anastas, founder of Students Against Drunk Driving, is my guest today. Already visited Manistee. You've got other schools on the docket around the area. And it's all sponsored by the Ludington Beverage Company, Anheuser-Busch, who wants to make sure responsible drinking is the most important thing. That means that underage drinking doesn't exist.
That's right. And, you know, I started this back in the early 80s, and I remember I was on President Reagan's Drunk Driving Commission at the time, and in the audience was a guy from Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis, and he came up and he said, I like what you're talking about, and we have a program that we'd like to promote. Last thing we need is someone dying with a bottle of beer next to him and said, Budweiser. We don't want the kids to drink illegally, and we'd like to work with you. I met with August, and he said, my checkbook's open. I said, close it. I don't want your checkbook. I want your 960 distributors. If they can bring me into the communities, as these people have, they're reputable people. They all belong to civic organizations. Some of them are, you know, whatever, school committees and everything else. And they have a vested interest. And this is what I've been doing for the last 25, 30 years. And they, because schools don't have the money to pay for this, there's absolutely no way the school's going to fly me in and put me up and then bring me to their school. They just don't have the funding anymore for that. So these guys have put their money, I guess, where their mouth is, and I've been working with them ever since. And if I ever found one person came up to me and said, but aren't you working with a group of people that promote underage drinking? And I said, no. And I said, if you find me one Anheuser-Busch distributor who wants someone to drink, drive, and die with their product, I won't go to them. And they turn around and say, you're right.
You are right, Bob, and I thank you for giving us some time today. Thanks to the Reed family, Ludington Beverage Company, for bringing you into our area. And I know your message is a good one, and I hope you can continue it for years and years.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.